So on Tuesday, well, technically Wednesday morning early, the court sided with Skagway, sort of. Can you walk us through the judge's ruling?
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting because there was so much attention at the trial that was put on the socioeconomic connections between Skagway and downtown Juneau, you know, really arguing about the cruise ship connection and all this other stuff. It ended up not mattering at all. And that's because under the law, the court kind of views communities as, you know, all sort of as the same. So if you're connected to Juneau, one part of Juneau, you're connected to all of Juneau. And it kind of doesn't make a difference in the eyes of the law. And that's, we go down a deep rabbit hole why that is. But for the sake of it, it's just, you know, that wasn't a convincing case.
Yeah, the court or the judge wrote that they failed to hold meaningful public hearings and failed to make a good faith effort to accommodate public testimony. So what does this mean moving forward? What's kind of next in the process?
So there will basically be two sort of things going on moving forward. The big thing is that every redistricting trial ends up in the Alaska Supreme Court. So they're going to try to have that done, I think, by April, and with a month basically before the filing deadline for state elections. So there's going to be an appeal. It could, you know, everything could change with the Superior Court or the Supreme Court weighing in on it. If Judge Matthews' order stands, though, what it means is that the redistricting board will be sent back to the drawing board to either incorporate public testimony into their decision-making process or at least come up with a very convincing argument as to why it doesn't need to be incorporated or why they could ignore it. The Skagway case is specifically kind of about where you draw the lines in between that downtown Juneau to Haines and Skagway area. So you can kind of redraw that line without affecting everything else. And that's, in previous cases, the courts have sort of stopped short of ordering full redraws, sort of understanding that you got to hold an election at some point. In both of these cases, there is a total possibility that the board could get this work done before June 1 and create new plans that would go into effect for this year's elections.
Interesting. Yeah. So they have until April to finalize these maps. And then elections, like you said, the proof is in the pudding with the election, which candidates have until June 1st to file.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for all your hard work covering this court case so closely. And we look forward to future coverage. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.